This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. An endangered black rhino in Namibia was gunned down this week by a Dallas hunter. Corey Knowlton made international headlines when he bought the right to make the kill for $350,000 at a Dallas Safari Club auction last year. A CNN reporter from Dallas went along to cover the hunt. Ed Lavandera is still in Africa. The controversial hunt ended Monday, but debate rages on. CNN reporter Ed Lavandera was there when Corey Knowlton fired the fatal shot.
He wanted the world to see how this hunt went. He wants to convince his critics, of which there are many, that conservation hunting has a place in wildlife management and it has a place in trying to save an endangered species like the black rhino here in Namibia.
It took 2 days to plan the hunt and 3 days of trekking through rough northern Namibian terrain.
The hardest part was the lack of visibility. And many times you couldn't see 10 to 15 feet in any kind of direction. You know, what we know now after the hunt was over is that many times we were extremely close to the rhino and you didn't even know it.
After Knowlton shot the rhino, CNN cameras caught this exchange with Lavandera.
I'm pretty emotional right now, to be honest. So.
You've been heavily criticized for doing what you just did.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like what you did is going to benefit the black rhino in the future?
100%. I felt like from day one it was benefiting the black rhino. And I'll feel like that until, you know, the day I die.
Corey Knowlton is 36 years old, the son of a Texas oil man. He grew up hunting with his father and has bagged big game across the globe. Knowlton told Lavandera he respects the animals he kills and believes in hunting as conservation.
It's a fascinating, complex, nuanced issue. Sometimes I think people kind of lose sight of that.
The Safari Club auction last January set off a flurry of arguments on all sides of the issue. Knowlton said he and his family received death threats, but there were heartfelt pleas to stop the hunt too, including one from a Kenyan game warden that went viral. Courtney Collins, KERA News.